In Brazil, a group of people on a CrossFit run passed by a restaurant with sidewalk seating, but the people eating apparently thought the CrossFit group was running away from danger and decided to run with them. This is a great example of how the rigged markets work, and I wouldn't doubt it if governments start thinking of new ways to ban CrossFit now, for public safety. Remember when mainstream media and Jim Cramer assured you that Bear Stearns is fine? It's not going anywhere. Don't take your money out of Bear. Well, the expert in this case was wrong. Dead wrong.
Bob? Anyway. Okay, Peter writes, should I be worried about Bear Stearns in terms of liquidity and get my money out of there? No, no, no. Bear Stearns is fine. Do not take your money out. This is real. If there's one takeaway other than a plus 400 somewhere, Bear Stearns is not in trouble. I mean, if anything, they're more likely to be taken over. Don't move your money from Bear. That's just being silly. Don't be silly.
Joe Biden said yesterday that it's Elton John's fault that the U.S. is spending $6 billion on HIV and AIDS.
By the way, it's all his fault that we're spending $6 billion in taxpayer money this month to help AIDS fight HIV/AIDS.
Joe also inadvertently let Americans know that gun ownership is a good idea. He reminds us that assault weapons, whatever those are designed to kill people, to defend America, and to defend people.
Think about it. What in God's name do you need an assault weapon for? It's an assault weapon designed to kill people, to defend America, to defend people. But folks, look, it's way out of hand.
It's an assault weapon designed to kill people, to defend America, to defend people.
We know, Joe. That's why we buy them. And here's some more insanity from around the interwebs. We'll kick it off with Hillary Clinton.
I remember as a young student, trying to figure out how did people get basically drawn in by Hitler? How did that happen? And I'd watch newsreels and I'd see this guy standing up there ranting and raving and people shouting and raising their arms. I thought, what's happened to these people? Why did they believe that? You saw the rally in Ohio the other night. Trump is there ranting and raving for more than an hour. And you have these rows of young men with their arms raised. I thought, what is going on? So there is a real pressure, and I think it is fair to say we're in a struggle between democracy and autocracy. I believe one of the reasons that Putin decided, what the heck, I'm going to go invade Ukraine, I can take them over, in 3 or 4 days, is because he assumed if Trump had been reelected, Trump would have pulled us out of NATO. And then Trump didn't end up back in the White House.
The N-word. You know what the N-word is? It's no. It's the nuclear word. He mentioned the N-word yesterday, the nuclear word, not supposed to be mentioned.
Fucking touch!
I didn't touch you,
I
man.
I just brained not that long ago and I can't stand another man touching me!
Well, no one did that.
Okay.
Is this a prank?
He won't go away. He needs to go away. He's the fucking problem.
I need to leave.
No, just walk
away. I still got. Okay. She threw some of my stuff.
Okay.
Where's she still? Hell if I know. I'm so sorry.
No, you're not sorry.
She wasn't sorry when she cut in line.
Fuck you! I didn't see you.
To make it. I just asked her if she saw anyone in line.
Just fucking leave. Just go.
That's an adult.
You're making it.
Just walk up to Chris.
The path offered by Democrats is contrasted with the one offered by the MAGA Republicans. And by the way, not all Republicans are MAGA Republicans. So I want to make that clear. And for years and years, I had a reputation. I remember I got beat up in the campaign by saying that I wanted to unify the country and unify the parties. I used to be able to do that. But things have changed a whole bunch. The MAGA Republicans control the Republican Party right now, and that's self-evident. That's self-evident. So there's a lot at stake here.
It's wrong.
It's wrong.
It's wrong.
so wrong.
I think what happened was disgraceful. Should never have happened.
Think about that.
Should never have happened.
Think of how that has changed everything.
What kind of ice cream? What flavor ice cream do you have?
You think I would tell you if I knew exactly what it would be? Of course I'm not going to tell you.
You just come in here with that negative attitude.
And it's much too early to make that kind of decision.
And when I finish, this country will be in a position like it hasn't been maybe ever.
I'm more optimistic than I've been in a long time.
Hey, no.
Hey. Everybody's been asking, how did Priscilla handle your transition? How did you handle my transition in the beginning?
In the beginning, with love, acceptance, and compassion, because I didn't want you to take your life. So it's been really awesome for my freedom and my independence. But at the same time, I totally have moments of missing my big, strong man. Now we share life as friends.
And makeup.
And makeup and hair and going out and checking out boys.
We don't do all the time.
Understand somebody who's transgender. If you haven't gone through it, you don't have to understand it. But can you love?
I can go in and I can pull up the reports myself, but I've not been doing that because I don't.
Jones, the question is, who's doing it now when you do get up?
Well, I'm not allowed.
Does anybody send you?
I'm not allowed under the judge's order to tell you about what happened to my company.
That's not true, Mr. Jones. What I'm asking you is who sends you daily sales reports?
Yeah, he's answered, asked and answered several times.
I didn't get the answer, so can you say it again, sir?
Okay. You're telling me to answer the question.
All right. So, well, I'm going to excuse the jury again. You're going to get your exercise today for those of you who wear Fitbits. So just put your pads down and you'll follow along.
I think
he's following the rules here. I think he was probably going to say one of the bankruptcy.
Who's that? Just the bankruptcy people are in control of it.
Who sends you the daily sales report?
Objection.
All right, so.
They've taken it all.
Objection.
Well, that was nice and loud.
Oh, there, Judge.
So.
That calls for the identity of a person.
No. So, in fairness to Mr. Jones, he could have said whatever the lingo is for a bankruptcy dog. What were you going to say?
Yes, until yesterday, the CRO, the bankruptcy, is in full control of everything.
Right, so
and they,
that's not responsive to my question.
Objection?
No.
Because I can't say it.
So the question, no, you did the right thing. You asked who sent him the daily, who gets the daily sales reports now, and if the answer was the bankruptcy person, then he knows he's not supposed to say that.
I said, who sends you daily sales reports?
And he said no one does. When he gets them, he gets them from the bankruptcy people.
I don't think he said no one does.
He said no.
That is correct.
Three times.
All right, so what do you propose to do? Because he's following
Move
the
on.
Rules. Okay.
We shouldn't be doing this when I'm still emotional, but I feel like I need to get the word out there. So I was just in Primark, in Cambridge, and I feel really stupid being emotional about this, but I was trying on some clothes and it was a unisex changing room, which I'm really for, and I love that because, you know, it makes everyone feel included. But twice two men opened the curtain and walked in on me. Luckily both times I was wearing fully clothed, but I could easily not have been. It was two different people, clearly from the same group, and there was probably like 100 changing rooms available. So it's not like, you know, it was like always someone in here or not. It was, you know, clearly. The first time it was like as they walked in they did it, and then the second time was one of them said to the other one, oh, like, have you tried it on, like, can I see? And then he opened it, and both times, like, I was so shocked and I was like, oh, sorry, like, as if it was my fault. I have to say though, Primark have been amazing. They were really, really good about it. yeah, they have walked me back to my car and everything because I was scared. Apparently it's not the first time it's happened, and security are watching back the tapes and seeing if they can find who it is. But yeah, I just want to say to people, please be careful, and if you go in the changing room, try not go on your own. I will never be doing that again. I would rather take it home, try it on, and then take it back and get refunded. So yeah, stay safe.